know, it amazes me when folk who's been blessed by the Lord, been delivered by the Lord, get around some folk who ain't been yet. They act like they can't open up their mouths and give God the praise and glory. Listen, I don't care if you were in a congregation of devils. If you're the only saint, you ought to say so. If you've been redeemed, the Bible says you ought to say so, because they didn't deliver you. God delivered you. And if they perhaps would see somebody who's delivered, maybe they may want to be just like you, as you are like the Lord. Listen to what he says. I will walk before the Lord. That means a lifestyle. I will live a lifestyle in the presence of God and man while I still have a chance in the land of the living. See, you know, God wants you to be an example to him, and it's easy for us to be an example for him in the church house because we have a limited presentational opportunity. But where you really have unlimited opportunities is in the land of the living. The land of the living, out there in the world where people see you and people that you don't even know are watching you. In your home, on your job, in the schools, driving your car. Somebody pulls in front of you. Going too slow. You in a hurry. I mean, whatever the issue is, I mean, that's where you have an opportunity to be the witness in the land of the living. And so he says, I'm going to, in essence, be a witness for the Lord in the land of the living. Everywhere I go, I'll let folk know I've been delivered and who it was who delivered me. Now look at this. That's why he gets to verse 10 and says, I believed. Why is that so important? Because the first thing that we deal with in this verse now is belief. Why is believing so important? Notice he said, I believed, a settled, non-negotiable conviction. It is cemented. It ain't changing. I believed. It's a finished and a processed reality. There's nothing the enemy and no one else can do to change my mind. I believed. I don't have to process that no more. God has proven himself to me. There are no more questions anymore. I believed. Now, he's not saying I believe in present tense and or future tense, because what he's literally saying is, from all of the experiences that God has shown me and that I've come through, I believe everything that God says, period. Past, present, and future. If he has said it, I have already attached my amen to it. That means so be it or be it so. When you say amen, you're saying so be it or be it so. So you got to be careful what you put your amen to. Some of the old saints understood that when the preacher was a slight bit off, they wouldn't say amen. They'd say, well. And when he started working himself back on schedule, they say, all right, preacher, amen. Now listen to this, because I want you to understand this. When he talks again about belief, he believes that every word of God is pure. He believes that God's word is settled in heaven forever. Now, if you believe that every word of God is pure, and if you believe every word of God is settled, established in heaven, then my question to you is, what is there to process beyond that point? Because if he cannot lie, because he's not a man, and because he says what he means and he means what he says, why then do you have to second guess him? It ought to be a non-negotiable, non-discussable, and non-debatable belief in God. If God's word says it, I believe it unquestionably. And that's the stance that the writer takes. I believed. Listen to this. But there's importance in this belief, because when you really believe something, it affects your, point two, behavior. See, when you really believe something, then the something or the substance of your belief begins to show up in your behavior. If you believe the truth, you start operating in the truth. If you believe it's a lie, you do just the opposite of it. Your belief system dictates your behavioral responses. And a whole lot of people don't understand. He says, I believed, and because I believed, therefore have I spoken. My behavior was affected by my belief. Now, what ways were they affected? They were affected in three areas. The first way it was an effect upon him in his belief system, non-negotiable, non-discussable, and non-debatable, was in his word. You see, once you believe something, you begin to speak that. You begin to speak it. Words are powerful. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And your destiny will be guided and driven by what you say and what you believe. And what you say is a byproduct of what you believe. That's why you've got to be careful. If you really believe the truth, stop speaking a lie.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. If God said it and you believe it, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the devil is showing you. I don't care what your body is acting like. You stand on the word and speak what the word says. I don't care if you have a headache or stomach ache. I don't care if there's cancer and diabetes in your body. I don't care what the issue is in your life. If God has said you are more than a conqueror, you start speaking it into existence. You see, you got to speak it to your body, believe like you believe. You got to speak it to your situation, believes like you believe. You got to speak it until it turns around and not causes you to turn around. And that's why if you believe what God said, just keep saying what he said. Just keep saying, I don't care what. Yeah, but it looked like he's down. But he says, I'm more than a conqueror. He says, I'm on top and not the bottom. And if you're on the bottom long, that's where your physical condition and your natural position may be presently. But that's not the end of the situation. So where you are, where you sit, is not where you have to stay.
All right. Yes, sir.
So you start speaking to where you're on your way to, not what you are in. See, because every time your situation hears you affirm where you are, then the grip gets stronger. But when you begin to speak deliverance, and when you begin to speak blessings, and when you begin to speak what God has said, everything starts to line up. Here's what you need to understand. When you believe what you say, and then you say what you believe, when there is a one accordness in you with both your mind and your spirit, then your mouth will join in. And when your mouth joins in, everything else has got to line up. Because you believe it and you speak it. Got to release it. Got to release it. Got to release it. I am what God says I am. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. I am blessed. I am on top. All of the things that God says, you're saying it. I believe. See, a lot of us don't say it because we don't believe it. It sounds like a lie to us. I'm rich. Man, I ain't got two pennies to rub together right now. That's a lie. Let me see your bank account. You want to see my heavenly bank account or my earthly one? Because my earthly one is going to soon look like my heaven. See, if you believe that, sooner or later, if you speak what God says, what is supernatural will become natural. That's the word of the Lord. And if you're looking in the natural only and not connected with the supernatural and understanding the word of God, the devil will make it. Now, why are you going to tell that lie? You ain't healed. You still hurting. You still in pain. That's the body. That's the flesh talking. You do know the scripture in the 7th chapter of Romans says that there is a war. There's an inner conflict. The question is, whose report will you believe? because you need to touch somebody and tell them this flesh ain't all there is. There is a spirit that lives in me, and greater is he that lives in me and in you than he that is in the world, and that spirit is more powerful than my flesh. And so your belief patterns dictate your behavioral patterns. And so it affects your words. When somebody is saved and they used to cuss like a sailor, they still might cuss, but it ain't like a sailor. God is washing their mouth out and changing their speech, and they learn to talk different. Do I have anybody here who can be a witness? I know you're saved, but every now and then. Come on now, don't act like you ain't still flex. But it don't flow out of your mouth like rivers of water, like it used to. It's got to go way down deep and find some mess there that you didn't even know it was still there for that to come out you. But your belief begins to affect your words, because you stop saying all of those things and you stop letting any negative and nasty thing come out of your mouth. You begin to be changed in your words. You stop speaking negativity and start speaking positively, the proof of God's word. But not only are your words affected, but your walk is affected by what you believe. Meaning that you begin to walk in righteousness. You begin to walk according to the word of God. You begin to walk in the way of God. Why? Because when you really believe it, you know that God will honor your walk before him in the land of the living. Listen, it doesn't mean that you are perfect. It means every step you're making is in the direction of perfection. And sooner or later, you will attain that. But you are at least going in the right direction. It means a literal change from the opposite direction, from the way of darkness to the way of light. And so your behavior is, again, a part of what you believe. And so when you believe differently, you walk differently. How many of you have been changed? And since you've been changed, you do things differently. The places you used to go, the people you used to associate with, the habits you used to have. I mean, you can go down a litany of things on that list and see there's been a change in you. No, you're not perfect, but there are things constantly and daily changing about you because you believe differently. So your walk is affected by your behavior. But then the last thing is in this behavioral pattern is your witness becomes more bold. So when you believe, it affects your behavior, and your behavior affects your words, your walk, and your witness. You see, when you really believe something, you don't have a problem telling folk about it. It's only when you're not sure about it. Those people who have been made sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, once they begin speaking, there is a boldness, a holy boldness that come over them that talks about the goodness of the Lord. They're not talking about what they feel, what they hope, what they think. They're talking about what they know. I know it was the blood. I know. I don't think. I don't feel. I know it was the blood that saved me, that cleansed me, that empowers me. And when you know that, you can say clearly that it is. And when God has blessed you and you know it was nobody else but the Lord, you can boldly witness to that. You see, you can't be a witness if you've not experienced it. And that's why you can boldly speak about it, because it has happened to you. Been there and done that. And so it's firsthand. It's not something you read. It's something you've experienced. So that's the behavioral part of the belief system. But I got to let you know that once you believe and your behavior then patterns itself after your belief, it is only a preparation for what follows next, and that's your battle. See, you didn't think this was going to be a flowery bed of ease situation, did you? Look at what he says. believed. Therefore have